It's time for Your Home with Mike and Jill, a talk show about everything Long Island. And here are Mike McLean and Jill Conway McDowell.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Your Home with Mike and Jill. I'm Jill McDowell.
And I'm Mike McLean.
And we have some special guests today. You know, last week we talked about design, we talked about the real estate market, and we're going to delve into it again because I think it's really important now. People are, as we mentioned last week, really thinking about selling if they're or already selling, right? Or think, you know, we're meeting with a lot of people. I have a lot of meetings with everyone's like, tell me how I get there. Tell me where I start. Do I declutter? Do I paint? What do I do? So it's happening. A lot of people are leaving Long Island.
Yeah, they are. They're heading down south. They're realizing this market is on fire. They want to capitalize on it. But then there becomes the questions of how much is my home worth? You know, what do I do to get the most amount of money in today's market? Who do I talk to besides Mike and Jill? Well, we've got Deirdre Severin. I'm sorry.
Oh, hello,
I knew
Mike.
I was going to butcher that one time. But Deirdre is going to sit with us again today and talk to us about that. We also have the founder and co-owner of Signature Premier Properties, Peter Morris. And last week when we left, we were talking about Signature, right? And the specialness to it. And we kind of talked about how, you know, COVID came and, you know, kind of put a wrench into it. And, but it really didn't, you know, because I remember, you know, out of nowhere, boom, my phone rang, right? And there was Kathy calling as you were making the other slew of calls to the other agents. Hey, Mike, just wanted to check in on you. How are you? And then weeks after that, I remember there was a photographer on, you know, in my street taking a picture of, you know, me and my family. And, you know, that's something really special to be said about what you guys have built and what you continue to do, Pete.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about the culture, Pete. I mean, because it's very different than any other company. And I was at Douglas Elliman with you, Mike. I was at Daniel Gale Sotheby's. And it's very different what's going on in Signature. It is truly like a family environment where everyone is welcome.
We consider it our second family. You know, Kathy and I, we love the people at Signature. You know, that we've become, most of my best friends are at Signature. So,
I love that.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
So, you know, we just try to keep it a tight-knit group, even though we're not a small company anymore, you know, we try to keep that feel and we try to keep that vibe. And is it challenging? It is. It's hard to keep the culture as you grow, but we try our best. And like I said, COVID, we did try to touch everybody during COVID, but it was challenging. You know, we lost a few agents. We had never lost agents before at Signature.
Wow.
We were the one company where agents were bouncing from company to company to company. Once they found Signature, they had their forever home.
Mm-hmm.
But we lost a few during COVID because we're not the same company. We try to be, but we're looking very forward to getting back to business, to opening up. I'm trying to open up right now. I admit it. Half of us have been vaccinated. A lot of us have already gotten COVID. So,
Pete and I had it the same week.
Yeah, me and Mike had it the same week. We were texting every day. How you feeling? How you feeling? You have a fever. Can you taste? Can you smell?
Nope, can't taste.
But, you know, at the same time, I want to get back to business. And I tell all our agents, I send them an email every month. And I say, listen, if you haven't had COVID or, you know, if you had COVID and lost the antibodies, stay home. You're in the bottom of the ninth. This is coming to an end soon. But if you've been vaccinated and you have the antibodies, let's get back to the office. Let's get back to life.
Let's talk about the vibe, because when I met with you, and it's true, this is my forever home. It's all about the vibe. And you said that. You feel the vibes of the office. I'm a big vibe person. Deirdre, I know you said you're a big, in the world of design, too, that's major. But also, I mean, how a vibe can change a room and an office.
I could walk into an office and tell if it's a happy office. Mm-hmm. I could walk in and I could feel it. And I'm not one of these, you know, like, I'm not one of these energy people. I'm not one of these.
So funny, we were talking about that off air.
You know.
Secretly he is.
But it's right, exactly.
Yeah, but I don't consider myself that person.
Right.
Deirdre is, but, you know, I can feel a vibe. So I can walk into an office and say that everybody's happy here.
Right.
This is a good feeling. This is a great office. I've had other offices that I've walked into and it's like, get me the hell out of here.
Right.
You could feel the negativity.
Right.
And you know what? Sometimes you have a producer who will sell $50 million of real estate a year, and
They're toxic.
Or somebody, it doesn't necessarily have to be a producer. There could be toxic people in an office, right, and they could bring down a whole company.
But you change the vibe of Signature. You're kind of, I feel like you're really into, it's the whole person. I mean, you guys, we had meditation classes. I mean, wellness. You started a whole wellness part of the company. That's amazing.
We did.
And it's, no one else is doing that.
We were actually going to do a whole wellness center in Babylon. We had actually signed the lease.
Oh.
And if it was a success, we were going to bring it to the North Shore, then to Western Nassau and Suffolk, and have like four or five of them and be the only company that had wellness retreats and free gym membership and classes. And for me, it was just an idea. And daycare was just a way to bring everybody together and have something special that nobody else had. But when COVID hit, you know, I didn't know it was going to be a bull market. I didn't know that we'd have our best year ever. I was scared. I looked at my overhead and I thought, oh, well, it was a good run.
Right.
But so we put that plan on hold, but we plan on bringing it back.
Yeah.
Well, you do what now? Signature Cares. That's amazing.
That's
Talk about
a
that.
Big division. Yeah.
That's actually the most important thing to me personally, because we've been so fortunate in life that giving back is important. And I'm not a big social media guy, but when I used to go on social media, I would see people doing fundraisers and I didn't even know what the cause was because it was all about them. You know, look at me, look at me, look at me, which is kind of how I feel about social media in general. But it used to bother me. I didn't even know what it was about. So I kind of had a bad feeling about philanthropy in the beginning. And then I was building a house down in Old Chester Hills, and I was soliciting for land, and I popped by Little Shelter, which is just, if you're an animal lover, it's a no-kill shelter.
Yeah.
It's such a great place. And I popped in just for selfish reasons to see if they wanted to sell any of their vacant land in the back, because it's hard to find land, and you have to do detective work. And they said no. They have no interest in selling. So I said, why don't you make it a run for the animals? She said, well, that's been our dream. But it's not in the budget. We could hardly feed them. So I said, what if we did it? So we didn't even, it was just something we did out of the goodness of our hearts because we're animal lovers. There was no insurance, no signing off on this, no signing off on that. They're just a great organization that knew me and trusted me and said, go do it. So we went there and we took down some trees and then brought the bulldozer in, pulled all the stumps. Then I sent an email. Kathy and I sent an email to the company, let them know what we were doing. The response was amazing. We probably had 80% of our agents come down. Everybody felt great. They came down and they cleaned the land.
That's awesome.
And then we fenced it, we sodded it, and we said goodbye. Here's your park. We never even promoted it. But Little Shelter was so touched by what we did that they promoted it. They called all the news outlets. They called all the they blew it up on social media. They got us a huge sign that said Signature Park. And boy, just a nice little gesture. I must have had 15 agents from other companies want to come to the company that did the dog park. They didn't even know anything about Signature except we did the doggy park.
That's awesome.
We had probably 10 people who were selling their houses with other companies that listings were expiring. I just want to list with the company that did the dog park.
Wow.
Animal people are passionate.
Yes.
So then and there I saw the power of philanthropy and said, you know what? Maybe it can be a win-win. Maybe the more you do, it comes back tenfold. And that makes you do more. So I believe in win-wins, and we try to do a lot for the community, and it just naturally comes back. So we have a lot planned this year for Signature Cares.
And when you left, you had 30 dogs and 15 cats in the back of your car.
Oh, that whole thing got like 30 dogs adopted, too.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Jill, that was really, I loved hearing that because, you know, every time when we're chatting on Sunday mornings, we're always talking about the good stories that are out there, always forgetting, we don't even want to talk about the bad ones. We know what the news is, you know?
Right.
And it's like, you know, what Pete's just sharing about what him and his spirit and his company and our company, right, is doing and what we're part of.
Well, you know what
I
like, and something that you said, because I believe that too. You don't. Many people give in order to get acknowledged, right? And it is an uncomfortable thing. And I've often said that, like, if I'm going to give, I'm going to give anonymously because I don't, you know, you're doing it because you want someone to feel good. You don't want that, you know. But in this way, you did it selflessly. And look what happened. I mean, it automatically does come back to you. Mm. And now with Signatures Cares, it's a food pantry. Mm. And I don't think everyone knows what that is. They probably see the sign, but not really They don't know what it is.
And that's in Hicksville, right?
That's in Hicksville. We're looking to blow it up. Like I said, when COVID hit, I was scared. We closed a few offices that we didn't think we could build. And one of them was our Hicksville office. And we still had time on our lease. So we said, you know what? We had this idea to do a food pantry. So we actually just extended the lease. We're not doing it temporarily.
Wow.
And we're looking to make it a big thing. It's not just going to be Signature Cares. We want to blow this up like Long Island Cares. And
we
want to blow it up on social media and advertise it and be a food pantry for the entire island.
Oh, my God. And in such a tough time. Some people are having such a tough time right now.
And look, now there's your Long Island realtors, your Long Island company that's truly saying, hey, we're here
for
you.
Back, yeah. Amazing.
We're back.
Let's bring Deirdre in now, because Deirdre, you've been sitting there wonderfully saying, oh, my God. All right, first
sorry,
off.
Sorry, I talked too much.
No, that's great. No.
Do you have any pets, first off, Deirdre? Are you a pet person?
We do have two pets. We have two dogs.
Nice. What kind of dogs?
We have a Shih Tzu.
Be careful how you say that.
I'm saying it because he's a little aggressive. He's a little aggressive. And his name is Bear, so it kind of goes with him.
Aww.
And we have an Australian Shepherd.
Oh, wow. Those are big, right?
He's mid-size.
Wow.
They're best buddies. So they keep each other company.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Let's talk. So Deirdre is, she is an incredible stager. So Deirdre, I want to, because we talk about homes and everything, but we'll talk about, you spoke about last week that grays are still so in.
Back.
Well, let's talk about it. What are the, you said green's a big color, but what, I see a lot of designers and we always see like the city, people in the city, and they do these big bright colors or bring it in because everyone's kind of over it. So what are you into? What colors are you into right now? You mentioned, cool colors before. So, but
I, like you said this last time, I think I love grays, which is a beige gray, because I always feel with the grays, and I love gray. So I should take back that I said gray's not in. It will always be in. I think the challenge for me with gray is that most grays pull lavender, green, blue underneath. So it's hard to match with. White is definitely the Hamptons color for the last couple of years. It's very neutral.
White on the walls.
Everything.
White
everywhere. Everybody's just doing white.
Nice. But then what
accent color? It really depends on the home I go into. Very big orange. Depends on time of year. Spring, navy and orange. I always bring a pop of whatever I'm feeling when I walk into the space.
I'm a big navy and white person.
Navy's always great.
I love it. I love it. It's just so clean and classic. But like you said, don't do the nautical. Don't always
do the nautical pillow when you're out in the middle of the woods.
It just doesn't go. But I don't think people. Right. People are like, well, I love it. But it doesn't always work. I mean, you can have it. But unless maybe if you're looking to sell your home, you might want to just take that stuff in. Right.
I wanted to ask, is there like a particular price range if someone's sitting there saying like, you know, I should get a home stager to come on in and maybe just give me an evaluation. But is there a specific, could a home stager work for anyone in any price range?
I would probably say yes, because I say no to nothing. I always tell people this, that staging is the best investment you can make when you're selling a home. It's cheaper than your first price reduction. It sells 50% faster and 6 to 10% more, statistics proven. If you price a home where it's supposed to be priced and you stage it, I've sold every home within 2 weeks that I've staged that's priced right in any market. Is there a price range? I hate saying this, but I always tell people I've never staged a house for less than $5,000. It sounds like a lot.
It's not a lot of money, though.
It's the entire living space of the home. It's the master bedroom only, to define that this is the master, and the entire living space downstairs, which is living room, kitchen, den, the bathrooms. Sometimes a porch, sometimes a little backyard area.
Oh, the porch, right? We forget about that.
Yeah.
Right?
So just to get the furniture to and from the space, I've tried everything from bringing my kids on their backs with wagons, and you can't get it there for less than $3,000. So just to get the furniture to and from the space is very pricey. So I usually say I've never done a job less than five. It could be anywhere from $5,000 to $30,000, depending on the house.
Wow.
Well, but if you have an $800,000 house, 6% of $800,000 is $48,000 in appreciation.
Right, exactly.
It's a great investment.
100%.
Right. And it's a lot of hard work. I don't think people realize, like when I talked to you, you had just been putting together a table in the warehouse or whatever. I mean, you're like the design mule where you're loading stuff up and carrying it in. It's you know, you're getting in there. This is not for someone who doesn't want to, like, break a sweat.
Oh, it's hard work.
Yeah.
And you have to be in there. You can't just point and say, oh, put that couch there. You have to really move stuff around a couple of times to get it right.
That's all. Do you lay it out beforehand? Do you create the plan? Like, or
in
is it feng shui still like?
In my mind and on paper and print it out. And then I get there and I change it about 11 times in the hour, within the hour.
Do people still do the feng shui thing, too?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very in.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Very much like Joanna Gaines.
She awesome,
says
right?
goodbye to everyone.
Oh, my God. They're like Chip and Joanna.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
I'm on Long Island. I have a new show.
Has anyone ever said that to you guys?
No, haven't heard that one.
Chip and Joanna.
You know, HGTV is looking for a new home, a new show.
Right.
I was going to volunteer myself, but now we can have Chip and Joanna of Long Island.
I could see Deirdre like, okay, everyone, leave me alone. I got to go to work. She closes the door like kissing everyone goodbye.
Yeah.
And then she's probably like mentally like, I'm in my zone.
I am.
And now I have to do this. Right.
Right. Well, you're not talking to anyone. You're just kind of.
No, and I'm there for hours. I'm there at 9 o'clock at night with the shades shut, moving stuff. I don't stop until it's 100%. I can't do that.
You probably can't sleep until it is. Right. To get it all out of your head. And I love that. I just love. What are some of the next trends that you foresee coming down the pike?
I think just clean and, like I said, the whites are very popular. There's always like a little pop of something that has to kind of, if the room is all white, just less is more. I think I tend to do a lot of little like tchotchke things, and golds and silvers are very in right now. Gold is very in.
Right, which fixtures, I never thought. And not the shiny gold, right? It's like, what is it, satin finish or something?
Satin,
years
brass,
ago, was that
brass
gross?
Is in. I mix both. I mix everything.
Years ago, remember that everything was gold. Everything was
eclectic.
shiny gold.
Yeah,
and now it's
back.
Wow. Who knew? So everybody, they don't have to do it. If you keep something long enough,
it comes back. So your burgundy might just come back around.
It's like bell bottoms.
You hang tight there, kiddo.
I'll never forget the color. It was Ralph Lauren Balmoral Red. Oh,
that's
God.
A good
I loved
one.
It. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like bell bottoms. Did you see Harry Styles at the Grammys?
Right?
Chris
right?
was like, Mike, look at that. And I'm like, oh. So let's go back to the signature for a moment, right? So, you know, speaking with Pete, he started this company many, many years ago, and he had talked about how he has got 20 plus offices, well over 1,000 agents covering the Long Island area from North Shore, South Shore, East to West. What's next?
That's a good question.
So maybe he doesn't know.
Sure,
he rolls with the punches.
You know, I've never had a plan. Every time we open an office, it kind of just falls in our lap. We see an opportunity and we can't pass it up. Hmm. Yeah, never a plan. I would, having said that, now I'm starting to formulate a plan a little bit because I want to get out east. I've always loved the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. I've always loved the North Fork. It can be a little incestuous, and I've always been a little afraid to try to break into that area because we've never failed wherever we've gone, and we don't want to fail.
Sure.
But I think, you know, we got a little place now in Hampton Bays, and I like to do a lot of fishing out there, so... What better way to recruit than recruit on your boat?
That's very true.
We're looking for space right now in Southampton. We're looking in like Cutchogue area. We are opening in Setauket. That's under construction right now.
That's
so
exciting.
That'll be open in a few months. And we got a couple great teams. And we just bought acquired an agency in Seacliff, Sherlock Holmes Realty, that we're going to try to grow as well. So, like I said, we closed a couple of offices during COVID out of fear. And now that fear is gone and we're doing great and we are back in growth mode. And goal is to be number one on Long Island. I can't say we'll ever be national. You know, we're a local company.
Never say never, though. You never know, right?
That depends on, you know.
I'll open an office in Texas, Florida, whatever.
My daughter's coming to
markets.
Work for me, and Kathy's daughter's work
wow.
for us. So I guess that's going to depend on where they want to take it
sure.
one day. You know,
that's awesome.
They're more ambitious than I am.
That's amazing.
So one of the things that I've yet to experience, because I'm relatively new to Signature, although I feel like I've been here forever, is the Montauk Retreat.
Oh, I love the Montauk Retreat.
Yeah, talk to us about that. Kind of get me excited.
I've never been. Neither. I'm still kind of new to the company, so.
You know, I think Montauk's a special place, and a lot of people will agree with me. You go out there, everybody loves Montauk, right? And you don't have to do everything together. Some people go fishing. Some people play golf. Some people go for a hike. Some people stay on the beach. And it just seems like everybody loves it. And like I said, we're a company that tries to include everybody. So we do make it a sales contest, but we do it right after Labor Day where it's affordable. So if you We try to make it very obtainable, but if you don't win the contest, you're able to buy in. It's not a fortune.
Nice.
And we just want to get everybody together. And we've been very lucky that every year we do it, the weather's been perfect. You know, we're disappointed because of COVID. We didn't do it last year, but we already have our reservation booked for this September, and we can't wait.
Pete, you're all about family, and I love that about the company, too. I mean, Kathy's awesome, and you said people, maybe your kids will work for you. I want to talk about quickly, because you don't often talk about it, your dad is a very, very well-known person in the music industry.
He is.
Now,
he
what
is.
Was it like? Tell us about him. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, he's very well-known to everybody out there in the music industry. Growing up with my father, I never realized the difference.
Right.
You know, like, what do you mean you get the remote control? You know?
Right. You didn't realize what your dad, did you go to, what, did?
Everybody's yesing him all day, you know.
Right.
Kissing his butt a little bit. And, you know, when he came home, it was like, what do you mean this doesn't happen here?
Right.
But, my dad's the best. I am so fortunate. He's a great dad. And growing up, I met a lot of musicians, but all my friends thought it was the coolest thing in the world. They were jealous. They were like, you met Billy Joel. You met Elton John.
Right.
Oh, my God. You had dinner with Billy Joel. You had dinner with Jon Bon Jovi. And to me,
I had dinner with Bono.
Like, to me, right. I didn't really think anything of it.
Sure.
I remember one morning we lived in Cold Spring Harbor, and my dad played a joke on me and had Dee Snider wake me up and scared the hell out of me.
In your bedroom?
In my bedroom. And, you know, I just saw him as Twisted Sister
sure.
as, like, this crazy guy. But he was so nice and normal.
He's a nice guy.
And it was, he became very close friends with a lot of musicians.
Your dad's name, before you, I mean, we were talking about
Doug Morris.
Doug
he
Morris.
Was the CEO of Sony and Universal and Atlantic and Time Warner. And now he's in his 80s and he's got his own label. And
fantastic.
He still loves it. And he's had success everywhere he's gone. And, you know, part of his success, which he always taught me, was just treat people great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he does. And, you know, he's a real family guy, and I'm lucky. And when I didn't know what I wanted to do, you know, I said to my dad, maybe I'll come work for you. And he laughed and he said, son, it's got to be in your blood. He goes, you've had access to this your whole life and you don't even have a CD collection.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Do you have any talent whatsoever? He pushed
me into real estate because he did say you always want to be your own boss.
Wow. That's amazing. What a childhood, right? When you don't know and dad's just dad, you know, like that's awesome.
But see, that's, you know,
that's what makes you so genuine, I think.
Yeah. 100%. But I'm sure to Pete, he's very much like, well, this is just normal. Like, this is how I grew up, you know?
With Dee Snider.
Well, Deirdre, what do you think? What do you think when you met my dad, right? You thought it was going to be sex, drugs, and rock and roll? And he's I'll have a ginger ale, please.
Diet ginger ale.
Wow.
Diet ginger ale.
Super, super guy.
With an amazing name in the industry, so well respected. I was reading up. I mean, so the heavy hitters of the music industry. And and in the end, it's just like, that's my dad, you know, like...
Yeah, he was in the army in France, and that's where he met my mom and brought her back.
They're still together. Wow.
How many years?
They were probably together, 55 years about?
Yeah. And amazing. What I love you mentioned before, you still find him, he's flip-flop guy. He's a flip-flop. Does he like Jimmy Buffett too? Do you get serenaded by Jimmy Buffett?
Musically, I think his heart is with Motown. That's the music he loves.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's what he loves.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Well, greatness runs in the family, I think.
Yeah,
for sure.
I don't know about that, but he's great.
Well, I think Signature thinks you're great. And,
definitely.
You know, I wanted to kind of just take a moment to encourage if you're an agent out there that you're thinking, hey, you know what, let me learn a little bit more about Signature. Or if you're a homeowner that you're sitting on the fence saying, maybe I need to learn a little bit more about, you know, selling your home. Don't forget, send us an email. But if you want to, you know, talk to Pete a little bit more, we can give you his phone number.
Yeah.
And you can reach out to him, especially if you're an agent that's, you know, looking to... You know, maybe consider a move to Signature. You can reach him at 631-332-0118.
That's my cell.
His cell.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot, putting that out there.
I hope I don't have to change my number.
Deirdre's always busy, but we'll post contact information for her. I don't know that calling her might be the best when she's in the middle of everything. But we'll post it on our Facebook page, too, Your Home with Mike and Jill. And, again, please reach out and give us a like, share. And if you need, if you're thinking about listening, give us a call too.
Fantastic.
All right.
Well, all right, guys. Don't forget, today's going to be a good day because you get to create that. Thank you for being part of your. Thank you for being part of our Sunday morning here on WHLI 1100 AM. I'm Mike McLean.
And I'm Jill Conway McDowell. Thank you so much, guys. And we will have more conversations coming up.